Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem HSP Shir number 39. Highly sensitive people, Shir number 39. We're going to talk now about the relationships that highly sensitive people have. And one of the issues that highly sensitive people have in marriages is they feel sometimes less satisfied in their marriage. Not because anything's wrong. They're very strong. It's a very good marriage, a wonderful marriage. But very often, because one is highly sensitive and needs in that relationship such a deep, deep connection, there's sometimes an unrealistic expectation connected to it that breeds a certain degree of disappointment. No matter how good your spouse is and how wonderful your spouse is, whether you're married to someone that's not a HSP or you're married to someone that's an HSP, in both cases, it's very, very important for a highly sensitive person not to fall into that trap of being disillusioned in their own marriage because they feel a certain lack of depth in their relationship. Now, it is true, and this is, I find fascinating that it is this way, that every book that I read thus far about HSPs, whether it's Elaine Aaron's book, whether it is Judith Orlis' book, whether it's this one, Jean Graneman, and in articles and in the research I've done, every single one talks about the HSPs because of their gifts, their highly sensitive gifts. They are prone to become victims to narcissists and having narcissistic relationships, whether it is actually marrying one, whether it is in their friendships, in their childhood connections, in their teenage connections, in their adult connections, and in their lifetime, a sensitive person, a highly sensitive person, is prone to be victim of a narcissistic person harming them. It's sort of like a unhealthy type of magnet that connects the two, and one has to be very careful of that. And that is one of the sad parts of the lack of education in this matter is, first of all, HSPs, to know that they're HSPs would save a ton of Agmas Nefesh for them, knowing that and understanding their natures. And that would give them the tools and the abilities early on to protect themselves, create healthy borders in a healthy way, to connect with people, but create those healthy borders so they're not forced to either not have borders at all and fall into things, or because of being hurt, shut down completely and close themselves off. This is a skill, this is a tool, and this is something that if HSPs know, it could save a lot of Agmas Nefesh. But truth be told is that even if a highly sensitive person is fortunate enough to be married to a good person, whether HSP or non-HSP, they run into that risk of being disillusioned because they're expecting too much. And they need to learn how to handle that. They need more downtime than their spouses, for example, when they're married. They could get more easily overwhelmed by arguments or raised voices or other expressions of disappointment or anger, like a slammed door, things like that. They need more time than others to recover from a conflict that they have with their husband or wife. Putting your husband or wife's or children's or friend's needs ahead of your own. You tend to do that to the point of exhaustion, to the point of burnout, to the point of disconnecting from yourself. And the reading others so well that they cannot hide their emotions from you causes you often to take their emotions personally. Or you get taken over by someone that's bigger or louder or more aggressive of a personality. And again, you could be married to a wonderful person, but if they have that stronger personality, you as a highly sensitive person will fall into feeling deeper resentment, deeper hurt, and deeper feeling of being taken advantage of. In many cases, you're not being taken advantage of. But again, like we said before, it is a risk of being targeted by narcissists and other toxic or controlling people. They are attracted and pulled to empaths. They zoom in on them. But even if you're married to a good person, a wonderful person, but they're bound to make mistakes. And when they said words they shouldn't have said, you as a highly sensitive person will feel more deeply the impact of those words, especially blame and criticism. You'll get more easily worn down by any drama or gossip or small talk. You'll feel misunderstood by others because you experience the world differently. And I'm going to say this again. You could be married to a wonderful, good person. You will often, no matter how good that person is and how good a relationship is, you will sometimes feel misunderstood by them, and it's not their fault. Sometimes we're mind readers and we don't express to them how we are feeling really, and that's part of it, lack of communication. We assume they should know on their own. And sometimes it's such a deep thing where you're really not realistic in expecting them to fully get something, and we need to be more accepting of that and not get crushed by the fact that we are sometimes misunderstood. HSPs also crave a deeper mental connection with other people, a greater emotional connection with other people, a greater sexual connection with their spouse, but beyond what that their spouse is capable of giving. And that also is very important to create that realistic balance, the realistic understanding that not everyone is capable of having that depth that you have. And that's also min hashamayim. So here are some of HSP's personal words talking about their relationships. And again, we are not dealing with, in this, someone who's married to a narcissist or a very destructive person, but an average, normal, healthy person that has their normal flaws. So one person said, "I am constantly prioritizing my spouse's needs at the expense of my own. This sometimes causes me to miss something of the classical signals of burnout. There are times when I have begun to feel overlooked and neglected and taken for granted. And pouring out of my highly sensitive love bucket without feeling as though I am receiving a reciprocal effort." By the way, this again is an important thing. In the best of marriages, married to the best of people, you will feel sometimes that you're giving more than you're receiving. And one needs to learn how to handle that feeling in the right way, with a love and with an acceptance. And for the rest of this, you turn to Hashem. This is very important, by the way. If you're married to a good person, and they're giving what they possibly could give, and they have their flaws, but they're trying hard, and you're working both very hard to love each other and respect each other, but there's a certain gap, a certain thing where you see your husband or wife has difficulty providing, not because they don't want to, but because they don't have that depth of feeling, you could not mind read and talk and communicate, it'll get a lot better. But for that gap, whatever that gap is that seems impossible, you turn to Hashem and you ask Him to help you with it. One person said, "My greatest challenge is finding people I can really bond who understand and hear me, my people. It seems that I'm always finding the wrong people to attach to, people who push my boundaries and set off some of my personal weaknesses, my moodiness and conflict and avoidance and standing up for myself. In love, I'm a hopeless romantic, a dreamer of perfect love, an idealist with expectations that are often tempered by reality." One woman said, I'm very aware of subtle changes in my husband's face, for example, when he's not impressed by something. Although he thinks he's hiding it, I see it, I react to it, and feel hurt by it. Then I question why he feels that way and dig out to find out why." So we're hurt by even nuances from our own husband and wife. And we need to learn how to not to overreact to that. Another woman said, "I feel like the worst is not being understood by my husband and not being able to have those deep conversations at any time of the day. He's capable of having pretty deep conversations, but then if I go deeper, he just doesn't get it or doesn't want to. He thinks very logically and he's very literal. So it's sometimes very difficult to be heard and understood." This is also a problem that I've seen people explain to me. There's conflicts between a husband and wife where the wife complains the husband's too logical and he doesn't get me. Now, some of it is realistic aspects where a husband, being logical, needs to learn how to access their emotional side. That's no question. but there needs to be also a realistic expectation. They cannot fill every given need. That is why, I'm going to say this again, sensitive people, it's very healthy to marry, to want to get married, even if they were hurt before, to a good person, a good, wonderful person. But again, in that marriage with a good, wonderful person, the matchup is a good thing. Whether the other person is not an HSP or an HSP, either way, it could be a beautiful marriage. But there needs to be a realism there. See, a sensitive person has an inherently more strong reaction. You know, even extroverted HSPs still need more downtime than others. But this need for something more, it needs to be understood. HSPs require more depth in their relationship to feel satisfied. Otherwise, they do feel that lack. Small talk doesn't cut it. They feel more isolated and lonely when they don't feel that connection. They need more depth and more connection and more intimacy than the average person. That is true. It is important in the shidduch process, or whenever that is, to explain that to the husband or wife that you're planning on marrying, to explain that that's who you are and you do need more than the average in that warmth and empathy category. And you know, see if the person is capable of that. And very often they are. Non-HSPs are as well. But again, there needs to be a realistic expectation of that. The problem is very often it's not really a problem because it should be an ideal where love is not enough. Marriage is connected to personal fulfillment and growth, but that expectation creates a certain pressure when it falls short, and we have to have a realistic aspect of what it is to make sure that you don't get disappointed and disillusioned when it falls short, because it's normal to fall short. We are human beings. We are flawed human beings. And even if you marry an HSP, an HSP marries another HSP, they're both sensitive, that does not guarantee that the relationship will progress smoothly. Because either they'll both avoid conflict, or they'll both be overstimulated by daily life. They need to cope with things too. It's not always easy. On one hand, if they connect, it seems like it's overwhelmingly beautiful. But there are challenges. So you have to be aware of that. So one concept is in marriage, if you're married, when one is married and you're highly sensitive, is to make conflict safe with one another. Not use that threat mode. One woman once said as a wife that when my husband and I disagree, I can't even focus on the actual topic we're fighting about. Instead, I get swept away by my husband's feelings and my own, and it becomes so overwhelming that I either shut down or start crying. That is called combat stress, where the conflict itself confuses them and they don't even focus on the topic that they're arguing about or disagreeing about. But it's important to learn how to disagree in a healthy way, for a sensitive person to access their logical mind as well and to express conflict in a normal way, because the other person may not get to know you fully if you don't understand it. But what you do is you don't shout or slam doors or roll eyes or insult or shame or intimidate or express anger or disappointment. Not the highly sensitive person themselves and not the person who is interacting with them, their husband or wife, but to speak calmly, softly. Sometimes take a break if the conversation gets too intense, but don't push it off forever. Just say, give me a half hour, we'll get back to it. Or 24 hours maximum, and we'll get back to it when it's less emotionally charged. But go at it again, but in a healthy way. Sometimes you need mindful breathing. But remember this. Remember, you may fall into the trap of expecting others to read your mind. You cannot do that. It's very important not to do that. So the idea is, also, when you're sensitive, you may feel a low self-esteem or flawed. And basically, the golden rule is treat other people the way you would want to be treated. And treat yourself the way you are to treat others, which is in a healthy, healthy way. Bracha v'atzlacha.